Welcome, everyone, to the Power Hour tonight. Today's topic and exploration will be about trust, the essence of trust. Do I trust myself or others or God or the universe? There's so many different levels to trust. So I welcome all of you here to explore this with me tonight. And as you may know, if you've been with me before, you know I like to have this be experiential in nature. So you can mute yourself. You can hit star 6 or just mute yourself if you have your cell phone. And then when you want to speak, you can hit star 6 again, and that will unmute you so that you can share some things that have come up for you throughout this hour. Or any questions that you might have or anything that I can help you with specifically. So I also want to make sure that you have something to write with. Obviously, if you're driving, not a good idea. But if you are stationary somewhere, I would love to get you, make sure you've got something to write with, because we are going to do a couple of self-discoveries around trust and where we are maybe having issues around that or may have in the past, and what it might, how we can shift that, okay? So I just welcome all of you who are joining us now for the first time, and those of you who are callers a lot, welcome back. And I'm excited to go through this tonight. I'm going to go ahead and get started. And if you've just joined us, please remember to star 6 yourself to mute you or mute yourself off your cell phone, and be ready to talk, because I'm going to be asking you to share some things here and there. That will be great. We don't need to know who you are to share, but remember, if you say something or something comes up, a situation that you have, a lot of people learn from you actually asking questions and sharing what's going on for you. So welcome again. And so I'm going to get right into it. Trust. You know, there are many levels to trust, and there are, in my opinion, let me just tell you what the Webster's Dictionary says about trust, good old Webster. It's a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. So I'll say it again. It's the firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability, or the strength of someone or something. So that's what good old Webster says trust is, and I guess we can kind of break that down a little bit. Basically, in my opinion, there are three different ways to trust, or three different levels of trust. The first level of trust is trusting ourselves. The second level of trust is trusting others. And the third level of trust is trusting the universe, trusting God, trusting there's another energy, there's something else that is not just us. So those are my three little levels of trust, and we're going to be exploring each one of those throughout the evening or throughout this hour tonight. So it's funny how, I don't know if you read my blog or not, that it talks about how people don't trust each other. 53% of men trust their partners, while 39% of women trust their partners. So the data showed that even in good relationships, even if you have a really, really great relationship with, if you're in a relationship, whether it's interpersonal love type of relationship or business relationship, that trust can be shaky. Not everybody, it's this thing. It's a past thing that may have happened to us in our life where we've been betrayed or we've been hurt, or we haven't been able to trust ourselves. Maybe we've made the wrong decisions thinking that, oh, I can trust this person, and not so much. Or we trust that everything's going to work out the way we want it to, and not so much. So there are a lot of past experiences that most of us build on to say, hey, this is going to work or it's not going to work. And it keeps us from really jumping in the pool sometimes with any kind of a relationship, partner, business-wise, love-wise, or even trusting ourselves to make the right decision for ourselves. You know, but we trust people every day. We navigate around every day. We trust people. We have to. We have to trust others, for instance. We trust strangers. You know, we trust the airline pilot to, you know, pilot the airplane so that we can land safely. You know, we trust the cars on the highway that they're not going to run into us, you know, that people are going to be trustworthy enough to stay in their lane or, you know, do the right, follow the law or whatever it is. We trust that that's going to happen. We trust when we go to the grocery store there's going to be food there. So there's a lot of trust that happens within our lives that we just simply take for granted, I think. So the first thing I want to just open your mind to is that there is a lot of trust in the world. And right now, I know with what's going on in the U.S. right now with the political debates and, of course, what's going on all around the world with all of the horrific things that we hear around what's happening in different countries, in our own country, and what people are going through. Sometimes our faith gets tested, and so we sometimes might want to say, you know, what is up with this? If I trust that all is going to be well, why is all this happening? What is up with that? So there are questions that a lot of people have, and I wanted to go right to it and see, you know, what are the questions that you have? What is it that's coming up for you around trust? And we're going to look at all three levels, ourselves, others, and the universe. But the first thing is I want you just to notice where you really do trust people and where you really do trust yourself. You trust yourself to wake up every morning. So you trust yourself to put on the right clothes, you know, for the day. You trust that I'm going to be here on the phone when I say I'm going to be here, you know. You trust that when you show up for the movies are going to be there and you're going to get to see it. You trust that your electricity is going to get turned on and that you have lights when you wake up. You really can make a whole list of all the things that we take for granted that we just automatically trust. We trust that our bodies are going to work for us every day. And I've been having some issues about body, about trusting that, you know, when you get older, they seemingly it shifts a little bit where things are, there are different kinds of working parts now, or there's things that I've never seen before. Where did that come from? But in all, with all silliness aside, I mean, we do trust. There are things that we take for granted that we trust every day. So when you feel like maybe your trust is gone or that you've depleted a lot of trust in humanity, or trust in yourself, trust in God or the universe or Great Spirit or whatever you want to call it, you know, just know that there are a lot of things that you can really focus on that really does happen and you really can rely on. Remember what Webster said, belief in the reliability, and that is important. So let's go to ourself first. So I get a lot of questions a lot about, well, how do you discern? You know, how do you discern if you're making a right decision? How can I trust myself? And how can I know if this person that I'm trusting is trustworthy? How do I know that? How can I discern that? So I'm going to give you a couple of ways that you can discern. So trusting our intuition is really fuzzy sometimes. We think we know. We think we can discern if we're getting the right answers or that we're, or maybe we're just feeling afraid and we just say no to somebody. Maybe it's not our intuition. So people ask me, how do you know the difference between your intuition and your fear? So let me break it down for you. In other words, say you want to be with someone and you trust that that they're going to be trustworthy. So you go within yourself and you ask, are they trustworthy? So if you feel a tickle, a little tickle in your tummy, and your head says no, then how do you know if that's fear coming up for you to say, no, that's a red flag, I need to pay attention to my intuition, or is it, in other words, is it my fear talking, saying I need to stay away from that person, or am I just making it up? Is it really my intuition that I'm tapping into? And my belief is that our intuition is always right. It's always right. So how do you know if it's intuition or if it's just fear? So this is a couple things that I do. I'm going to give you a couple tools on how you can trust yourself in these types of situations. Okay? The first thing is you can ask yourself the question, is whatever question it is, let's say it's a person. You say, okay, is this person trustworthy? And is it in my highest good to blah, 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 whatever, to be in business with them, to go out with them, to let them hold my baby, whatever it is. So you're asking the question, you ask it out loud, is this person trustworthy, and is it in my highest good to whatever it is? So if you get a knowing in your mind that this is, in other words, if you get a yes or a no in your head, that's intuition. If you get a feeling in your gut, that could be fear. So there's a difference between a feeling in your gut and a knowing in your head. So if you're empathetic, in other words, if you know that you are an empath, or if you feel people, your intuition will come through your feelings. And if you are what I call a clairsavant, someone that brings in information from your knowing, in other words, you just have a knowing about things in your life and about people, then you'll get answers and intuition in your mind. So there's a distinction between a feeling and being an empath or empathic and feeling your intuition and knowing your intuition. So it's really cool to kind of just check in with your body, because your body will let you know. Your body will let you know, is this something that I can, is this somebody I can be, I can trust for now? Is it in my highest good to whatever it is? Those are great questions to ask. Is it in my highest good? Another thing I say, is it in the highest good for all concerned? So if you get a yes in your body, either in your gut or in your mind, trust it based on what you discern. Is this a feeling I'm having? Is it fear, or is it an actual intuition of saying yes or no? If you know that you get information through a knowing, then trust your mind thought. If you know that you get information through feeling, then trust your gut thought. Hopefully that makes some sense. Another way you can do it is you stand very straight. I love kinesiology because it is muscle testing, and of course I use that in my private sessions and in the workshops and all of that a lot. But kinesiology is muscle testing that a lot of different practitioners use, including chiropractors and naturopaths and that kind of thing. But you can test yourself too. And what that means is, let's say you say, hey, it's in my highest good to whatever it is. So you close your eyes. You stand straight up, and if your body moves forward, if you lean kind of forward, you just let your body lean the way it needs to lean, you just let go of control of it. And if you lean forward, that's a yes. If you lean backwards, that's a no. Now, some people may or may not believe that's real or true or whatever, but try it and see how it works for you. It's just one way that you can allow your body and your intuition to take over, to give you a yes or no feeling about, is this in the highest good for me to be with this person or to make this decision? Discernment is so key here for you to trust yourself, because so many times we have let ourselves down, or so we thought. We've made decisions that may not have really served us based on fear or based on what we thought was right. But before you jump into anything, my suggestion is just give yourself a couple of little tests, whether it be the kinesiology test I gave you, or you can do the little yes or no kinesiology thing, or really practice, am I trusting my intuition, or am I trusting something else? Is this my fear coming up about it where it says no, or is that really my intuition? And one way to be able to tell is if you are empathetic, if you feel things, trust that feeling. If you are a knower and you know things, meaning you have information that comes in, trust that knowing. Just, you know, there you go. There's the word trust again. It's really called trusting yourself. And, you know, sometimes you trust yourself and everything works out great for a little while and then it doesn't. So then we beat ourselves up thinking, oh, we made the wrong decision, or that was the wrong person, or whatever it is. So just know that when you get a yes, it's a yes for now. When you get a no, you get a no for now. People change. Things change. Discernment is key for you to learn how to trust yourself. Okay, so what I want you to write down is this about yourself. When I trust myself, it feels, just fill in the blank. When I trust myself, it feels what? Just write down whatever comes up. And then the next thing you want to write can I trust myself to make clear decisions? Can I trust myself to make clear decisions? Yes or no? So just for fun, that's probably going to be a yes or no question, okay? Or it might be a sometimes question. So who wants to share something? Just when I trust myself, it feels what? Anybody want to share anything? And I'll go through that with them.
Hey, Birds. It's Federico.
Hi, honey.
Hi. I'll share.
Okay.
All right. When I trust myself, it feels scary. It feels weak. It feels that I need outside reinforcement to know that I made a good choice or not.
Okay. All right. It feels weak and scary, and you need outside reinforcement. So at a very young age, did you have outside reinforcement telling you if you were right or wrong all the time or sometime?
Yeah. Yeah, my mom was really good at letting me know where the lines were.
Okay. And were you most of the time right?
Probably no. No, I wasn't.
Okay.
No.
Maybe no. Well, according to her, right?
According to her.
Okay,
according to her, no.
Okay. So can you see how that would inform you for the rest of your life when you say, when I trust myself, it feels scary and weak, meaning that that there's some part of you that still buys into the fact that your mom still has to tell you yes or no that you're correct or not. It's that second guessing, because you were told and experienced perhaps a lot as you were growing up that you were not doing the right thing, that you made the wrong mistake, that, you know, did you make bad decisions or whatever it is.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just remember just doing things that was, you know, mainly as a kid I used to run around a lot and I wouldn't come home, I guess, when she thought I should, and so she'd freak out. And so a lot of it was I shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do that.
Okay, got it. So you've got the shoulds going on, and you know what I always say about that, right? It gets messy if you should on yourself a lot. But But with that, knowing that is that the discernment, in other words, it's okay to be messy. In other words, you have to go to the other side to get used to what it feels like to make a mistake and trust that whatever you decide is true for you at that moment, and it's okay to make the mistake without invalidating yourself and without mommy coming down and saying, you did it wrong, you're bad, you better do it this way or else. Or,
right, because if I make a mistake, I'm learning.
Right, that's right.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Where'd you learn that? Just kidding. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
That you're learn. So when you're learning, so, you know, it's sort of, so to go to the other side, if you're one of those people like Rico that just explained this about growing up with that kind of, I guess, the shoulds, you know, growing up with the shoulds and feeling scared to make your own decisions and that you could get a lot of bad consequences from it, you know, it's okay to be messy and make mistakes. And if you trust yourself, okay, and it's a yes, if you say, if you do what I ask you to do about the discernment part, if you absolutely stand there and say yes or no, or feel that feeling in your tummy or in your head, and it says a yes, just trust it. It's yes for now. And it's okay to get messy. It's okay to make a mistake because, yes, indeed, you are learning. And so if you've got that heavy, I should be doing something different or I should be doing it a different way, then you've lost your trust in yourself forever.
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion would be to be messy. To get messy with your decisions, meaning that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you, quote, do something different than what you think other people think you should be doing.
Right.
It's okay. That is the learned environment, the learned behavior that you're shifting against.
Right.
And I don't like pushing against something. Let's just say that you're moving it toward. You're shifting something toward what you decide and you discern is what you want, and it's right for now. It's yes for now.
Yes for now.
Yes for now.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so this is what happens a lot of times with trusting ourselves. We get told when we were little. From all different sources. We have a lot of people to back that up, to say you did it wrong, you better not, you should do it this way. So all those little voices in our head, all that bubble talk, I call it, if those of you who've done all my classes or any of my classes, you know the little thoughts in your head that keep you from getting what you want, those subconscious thoughts, little bubble talk in your head, saying it's your mom talking or it's your dad talking or it's your religion talking or it's your... you know, teachers talking or your siblings talking in your head telling you you're not going to do it right or don't trust yourself because you're too weak and scared. So it's interesting you use the word weak. Scared, I understand. And so it's that power. It's building the power of knowing that I am a powerful creator, that I create what I want, when I want it, and it's perfect for me for now. It may not be perfect for me 50 years from now, but for right now, this is it. And the second guessing can always trip you up. I'm one of those people too. I'm a second guesser. I'm a recovering second guesser. You know, what, I don't know, is that going to happen? Should I do it? I don't know, should I? Wanna? So I go out on the outside resources. I start asking my circle of everybody, you know, what do you think? And pretty soon, I come back to the same decision that I made the very beginning, sort of like taking a test. It's always the first answer. Okay, so that's about ourself. Hopefully that gives you some kind of insight, whatever you wrote down, to say, okay, this is what it's, and as you know, it's always about you. In other words, if you have issues trusting other people, then sometimes it could be that it's a projection that you're having about yourself. So let's go about others. So we looked at ourselves for just a minute.
Birds?
Yeah.
can I ask a question?
Sure.
About this personal thing. What I've noticed, and I don't know when it started, but I've become more cognizant in the last few months, I write down things on my calendar that I have scheduled to do. And I look back and I see that I'm not honoring myself. So I'm beginning to realize I'm not even trusting my own commitments. And I cannot figure out what has gone amok. Because I used to put things down and like go through the list and try to do the priorities first and, you know, put the big rocks in, as they say, and get the hard stuff out of the way.
Uh-huh.
But these last few months, you know, it's just I can't put my finger on it. I say I'm going to block time to do one thing, and I go back and I say, I didn't even touch that. I didn't get to it. I didn't do it. And I feel it makes me feel.
About it?
Yeah, I do. I'm really disappointed because I say to myself, I'm not being as productive. I'm not getting the things done I committed to. I'm dishonoring my own word. I'll say I'm going to do X, Y, Z, and I don't. And
okay.
I can't get a handle on this.
Okay, you're not sure why you're doing it, or you can't get a handle on how to get back to having your word be your bond?
Either one. I don't know. I don't know why, because, I mean, it's silly for me to sit down on Sunday night and calendar out my whole week, and then at the end of the week, I look back and I think, well, I didn't do this, and I didn't do that, and I'm going like, whew, you know, very frustrating.
Okay. All right. So let's go to the others, and I think this is going to help you a little bit, hon, about how to, what has happened is, perhaps, it's how to rebuild the trust with yourself, how to, you just might be freaking tired, number one, you know, or overwhelmed. I know that a lot of times if I say I'm going to do something and I don't, a lot of times it's not necessarily because I dishonored myself, it's just because I'm overwhelmed.
Mm. You may have just hit on it. I've got myself spread too thin, and I'm like, you know, like those pinball machines where the ball goes from here and there and hits that bumper and zing, zang, you know. And that's sometimes the way I feel I am, like that metal ball going boing, 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 boing.
Right, right.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And that could be it. You're just overwhelmed right now. So just, don't be so hard on yourself about that, because your word is your bond, and it is going back to that. I'm going to teach you again how to build trust within any environment, okay, that you may have felt like you've lost trust with, and that includes yourself. So let's go to others, because that seems to be a big one, trusting other people. So, I mean, how many times have you been betrayed or, you know, let down? You trust people to do something. They say they're going to do it, and they don't do it. Or you trust that someone's going to keep their word, and it hurts. And so one of the definitions about that is trusting is choosing to make something that is important to you vulnerable to the actions of someone else. I'll say that again. Trusting is choosing to make something that is important to you vulnerable to the actions of someone else. And the distrust comes when I've shared that important thing. So what I've shared that is important to me is no longer safe with you. So whatever I've given to you, I've given you a little. I've said, here's my heart. Here's what I want to share. Here's who I am. Let me open up to you. I'm giving this part of me to you. Okay? It's really important to me. And so it's no longer safe with that person. That's when distrust seems to be most painful. So, I'm sure all of us have had times in our life where we've, you know, been betrayed, or we've had other people let us, you know, that we've been let down. So, here's the thing I want to say about that. I want you to think back in your earliest time the earliest time of your lives when your trust was broken? Maybe you can think of maybe the first time. Who broke your trust to start with? It could be something as benign as, you know, Santa Claus. You know, our parents told us about Santa Claus. And it's like they lied. Or maybe sometimes you didn't feel safe. They said, you know, you're going to be safe here, and you really weren't. Or maybe they said, I'll be right back, and they really weren't. So just think about a time in your life when trust was broken by another person. It's the earliest one you can remember. And then what I want you to do is to, maybe you can think of something, maybe you can't, but if you can, I want you to think of that thing, and I want you to write this down. I forgive you for letting me down or not keeping your word, I trust myself from now on. To know the difference. So that would be a really powerful thing to write as much as you can until you feel it in your body that you've let that go from that very beginning place, from that very beginning time of I trust again. In other words, trusting yourself over trusting anyone else, meaning that if they betrayed you or if they let you down when you were little, whatever the earliest time was, okay, is go to that forgiveness place of allowing them that moment to say, you don't have power over me anymore. What you did or what you seemingly allowed, you know, projected onto me is no longer mine anymore. So you're letting it go. You're giving it back to them, that feeling that people let you down or that you can't trust people. So if you write that over and over and over again until you get a feeling in your body, you get a feeling that, yeah, I mean, I don't have that whole incident doesn't have power over me anymore. But I truly can trust who I am now in this moment. And then that was just their projection onto me, and you give it back to them. Because as you know, if you've done any of the classes with me, I mean, it's layered. Their belief systems are handed down to us. Our parents and our religion and our teachers and all the outside influences. It's handed down through generation, through generation, through generation. So if for some reason you feel like trust has been broken, the best way to build trust again is make little agreements and keep them. Make small agreements and keep them. Now, if someone has betrayed you or if you don't trust them, then you have a conversation with them and say, I would like to build trust within our relationship again. So from now on, I would like to make little agreements and for you to do the same and to keep them. Make small agreements and keep them. Little by little by little, that builds trust. Because if your trust is down and your drama is up, in whatever situation you're in, remember you're in a zero-sum game. Nobody wins. Nobody's adding any value if trust is down and the drama is up. But here's the thing. If you start looking, for things about that other person, you're going to find them. If you're, if you start looking for things about that person, about how you can't trust them, you're going to find it. If somebody's cheated on you, or if they told you something, and they, you know, or they're just, you know, not coming through for you, if you start looking and saying, okay, well, that's happened before, so now I don't trust them, you know, it's a choice every day. It's a choice every day to trust them consciously, consciously choose to trust them. Because if you don't, you will consciously choose to not trust them. You'll start looking for things to prove yourself right. So if you start looking for things to prove yourself right, you're going to find it. Just like if you start looking for things about how you can consciously choose someone, consciously choose to trust someone, then you'll be able to see how trustworthy they are. It's amazing how that happens. It truly is what you focus on expands. It truly, truly is. If I start looking for something, if I start looking in somebody's phone to see where they've lied, I'm going to probably find something, and I'm going to keep it. Maybe I don't find it then, but maybe I'll find it somewhere else. But you're constantly looking for how they're not trustworthy. Instead, start looking for all the ways that they are trustworthy. If you consciously choose every day, I consciously choose to trust this person today. Just today. Just today. It's called a reticular activator in your brain. It's not just what the metaphysicians and, you know, we say in the metaphysical world, you know, what you focus on expands. It really is a scientific part of your brain called a reticular activator that whatever you focus on gets bigger. Whatever you're focusing on a person, if you think that they're going to be untrustworthy, then you're going to find a way somehow to see, to prove yourself right. So what I want you to do is get your piece of paper out again. And I want you to think of somebody in your life that you have really trusted and that you still either have, that you've trusted and they haven't let you down. Like think of, if there's, try to think of somebody in your life where they have, they've been there for you. You've trusted them to do something or to be a certain way or whatever you've trusted them for, and they've shown up. And they haven't let you down, and they haven't betrayed you. See if you can think of anybody like that. And just notice if you can't think of anybody. And then write down who they are and write down all the qualities that you really like about that person or that you appreciate about that person. Just start making a list of what you like or love or appreciate about that person. And if you can't think of anybody, make it up. Just jot down some. It could be your grandparents or anybody. Okay. So hopefully you've had some little bullet points of things that you love or like or appreciate about that person at that time that they were trustworthy. So now what I want you to do is I want you to cross out their name. And especially if you just made somebody up, cross out their name. and put your name in. And put your name.
Can I ask you a
question? Pardon?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What if I put God?
Wonder if what?
What if I put God?
That's fine. God's fine. You can put God.
Okay.
You put God. Now cross out that name, and I want you to put your name there. Because that's who you are really trusting. That is who, those are the attributes within you for you to really focus on, that that is really you. We project onto each other. We are mirrors for each other. So these fabulous attributes that you either made up or that you wrote down, those are projections of you. Those are the things that you love and like and appreciate about you, that that is within you, that you can focus on about you. And, of course, when you are vibrating that, that's what you attract to you. Because what happens when we start to trust other people, we project onto them our past upsets, or maybe our past, I don't know if this is going to work or not. So we perhaps misinterpret a loved one's actions as distrustful because we have filtered it through our own core belief systems and our wounds and our past. Meaning that we project some of the same scenarios onto other people, whether or not they've done it or not. We just misinterpret it, and we absolutely see it from that filter. So by focusing on what it is that we love and appreciate about people that have come through for us, even, you know, if it's God, that's great. Or if it's ourselves, that's great. But the whole point is it is ourselves. So if you look at everybody, or we're all mirrors for each other, that we project the things that we do not want to look at within ourselves onto other people, that that happens frequently. For instance, I have people that I depend on. And when I ask them to do something and they say they're going to do it, I expect them to do it. Now, I have had in the past many people who I have expected to do something and then they don't do it. So that is a form of distrust or betrayal to me. And that has been a pattern of mine. So I get to look at and say, okay, why does this keep showing up for me? What is it within me that I don't want to see within myself? Why am I projecting all of these things? Even though it may be absolutely true, maybe they don't do what they say they're going to do, I still want to look inside myself and say, okay, is that coming from me? Is there something within me where I'm not trusting myself? Or am I letting myself down somehow? Because you can't fix other people, not that anybody needs fixing, but you can't change other people's vibrations, but you sure as hell can change your own. So one way, again, here's a, this is a great tool, is just look in that mirror and know that you are projecting all the things that you feel is real about that other person, that, you know, they betrayed you. Look in the mirror and say, what is it within me that I'm betraying, or what is it in me that I could be letting myself down? Why am I projecting that onto these people? Why am I attracting that? And again, if you start looking for how they're not trustworthy, you're going to find it somewhere, somehow, someday. So you might as well start looking at, hey, I can really trust this person. I'm going to choose to trust this person today. And I'm going to consciously choose to find the ways that I can trust that person. And remember, this is in tandem with what I talked about at the beginning, with trusting your intuition. Okay? It always starts with that. Okay. And then the last part of this is trusting the universe or trusting God or trusting energy or great spirit or creator, whatever you want to call that. And for the lack of, you know, just to be on the same page, I'm going to call it universe, just trusting the universe, that divine flow of love out there, in there, throughout us. I don't know if you've heard this before, but this is one of my favorite sayings, trust in God, but tie up your camel. And what that means is you can trust in God, but sometimes human beings forget that they have that divine part of them, that they forget that they have that divine within them. And so sometimes you have to tie up your camel. If you are, in other words, let's say that I'm trusting in God that that I'm going to make a great business deal, but I'm going to go ahead and do my normal human thing that I do, which is sign a contract, make sure my I's are dotted and my T's are crossed. Just, you know, tying up my camel. Just doing what I know on this third dimension is probably a good idea to do. Does that mean I'm not trusting them? No. It's just the human part of me is tying up my camel. And I trust in God that that they brought the right people to me for me to work with for now. And whatever scenario that you bring to you, know that it is something for you that you can trust that it's perfect for you right now. And I'll give you an example. I came back from Malaysia. I was teaching Essence of Being in Malaysia, and I came back in December, and my data, all of my data that I had for 23 years of teaching this stuff, was gone. So it was gone, and I don't want to go into the details of why and what happened, but it, needless to say, I was devastated because that meant that I would have to start all over from scratch after having all of these things at my fingertips for 23 years of all of my people, my database, my everything, all of my courseware, all of it, videos, blah, blah, blah. So I had to trust that, I had to trust in the universe, and I said, okay, I'm going to surrender. I'm going to surrender right now. And I'm going to put it, I call it putting it on the altar. You can call it whatever you want. But basically turning it all over and saying, you know what? I'm turning all this over to you, universe. You're going to handle this for me because I don't know how to handle it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to come. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. But all I know is if that data comes back, then I'll continue my work here. If it doesn't come back, then I'm complete for now. So I put it all on the altar. I surrendered. I said, okay, if that's what's supposed to, you know, I didn't know how to fix it. So I totally surrendered. And lo and behold, it came back, and obviously I'm still doing Essence of Being and all the other things that I'm doing in the world. Obviously I'm still here, right? So it came back. But I had to put it on the altar and surrender. The best intentions, we have the best intentions. They may not work out the way that we think they're going to work out, but they work out eventually. Sometimes you might get into a partnership or a relationship or whatever it is in business or just love or whatever you're trusting, and maybe it doesn't work the way that you think it's going to work. Well, what I've learned through my years is I have to consciously choose to allow the highest and best for all concerned. I have to allow that. I have to consciously choose that every day. I allow the highest and finest to come to me at all times. I choose the highest and best for all concerned because I have blind spots. I have scotomas. We all do. We have these blind spots where maybe we don't see, you know, we don't have a crystal ball that we can't see into the future. Maybe we can, but sometimes it changes. So you have to just know that when you are setting your intention for what you want to create and you're trusting God and the universe to provide that for you, you're putting your trust there. And if it doesn't happen when you want it to or exactly the way you think it should or it ended up in a different way, then take the lesson from that. Take the lesson from that and know that it was perfect. It was perfect for you to go through whatever it is that you went through. Now, I could have really allowed that specific incident to really crush me. So what I had to consciously pick myself up and choose to say, I'm turning that over to the universe. So those of you who have done some of my classes, you know about the universe to-do list. I'm going to remind you of that again. And those of you who have never done the classes, this is a great tool. Your universe to-do list is a great tool to just turn over all the things that you're not sure how to trust. So on the left side of the page, you put down all the things that you're willing to do today, just what you are willing to do today, just your stuff, just you, things that you know that you can actually do today. And on the other side of the paper, you put down everything else that you don't know how to fix, that you don't know how to do it, or that you're concerned about, or that you're worried about. Did I write the make decision? Did I write the make decision? Did I make the right decision? You know, show me the way to go into business with this person. Show me the way to have a relationship with this person. Give me signs. Give me signs to know that I'm on the right path. Help me pay attention that I'm on the right path. Handle all of the stuff that I just don't know how to handle. Turn it over and trust that it is going to be taken care of. And the caveat to that is you cannot keep looking at it and say, it hasn't happened yet. Handle it. I told you to handle it. So basically, you're basically giving orders to the universe. You're turning it over to the universe and saying, okay, here are your orders. This, 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 and this, and this. But you can't go back every day and look at it and say, well, you haven't done it yet. Because that doesn't feel good, does it? It happens in divine time. It happens exactly the way it all lines up for you. The universe conspires for us in the perfect way, even though we don't think it's happening. The universe, God, has a lot more resources at their fingertips or at that we maybe don't understand yet. Or maybe we don't have all the access to at the moment. Just turn it over. And my favorite saying that I say in the workshops, of course, is trust and allow and don't ask how. Trust and allow and don't ask how. Because if you're in that allowing vortex, then trust will keep showing up for you. That is the truth for me. So trusting is an allowing, and it opens up that vortex. So set your intention to attract trustworthy people, trust your inner knowing, and trust the universal divine spirit to bring it to you, the perfect lesson for you. I'll say that again, because this is a really good way to create, is to set your intention to attract trustworthy people, trust your inner knowing, and trust the universal divine spirit to bring to you the perfect lesson. It's all a game. Trust is a game. So hopefully this helped you as far as dividing it up into self, others, and the universe, giving you some tools that you can use so that you can focus on having more trust in your life, being more reliable, you know, definitely make little agreements and keep them. That'll build the trust, okay? So hopefully
that helps. Would you please repeat that wonderful phrase that you just said?
Sure.
Set my intention. I was writing, but I didn't get it all.
That's okay. Set your intention to attract trustworthy people. Trust your inner knowing. And trust the universal divine spirit to bring to you the perfect lesson. Set your intention to attract trustworthy people, trust your inner knowing, and trust the universal divine spirit to bring to you the perfect lesson.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And just so you guys know, our next Power Hour is going to be next April, obviously, or in April, April 20th. Remember, it's always the third Wednesday of every month. I'll be here for you. And we are going to be, I'm going to announce it right now what we're going to be doing. Our topic next month will be mastery, making mistakes without invalidating oneself. Mastery, making mistakes without invalidating oneself. So that will be next month. If you are in the Atlanta area or if you can fly to Atlanta, we're doing the Essence of Abundance again. It's the first time we've done it here in Atlanta in 6 years. I've done it in Asheville. I've done it in Florida and Miami. But I haven't done it here in Atlanta in 6 years, and we're doing it April 15th. So if you are a graduate, if you're a graduate of Essence of Being, you get a discount on that. If you're not a graduate of Essence of Being, that's okay. You can come take Essence of Abundance. There's no prerequisite. And it's 2.5 days, April 15th at night, April 16th and 17th. I did this on purpose. It's IRS Day. So Essence of Abundance is all about that. It's about finding the belief within yourself about your prosperity, about your beliefs about cash, about money. We're very focused on wealth. And we give you left brain tools and actual things you can do to create a better bank account, but we also go beneath that, as you know, with the subconscious parts that will help clear that up for you if there are any blocks or anything that you want to build on so that you can create more of what you want. That is April 15th, 16th, and 17th in Atlanta, and it's the only time I'm going to be doing it this year. So get on a plane, get your butts here, and look online at essenceofbeing.com. You can sign up there. Graduates, you can put in a graduate code. All you have to put on the code is graduate, and that gives you your discount. And then, of course, our next Essence of Being, our main class, is April 29th, 30th, and May 1st in sunny Florida, in Hollywood. So that will be April 29th, April 30th, May 1st in Hollywood. So please join us there. That's our flagship 3-day class. And the next one we're doing in Atlanta will be May 20th through the 22nd. So,
Bert, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Sure.
This is Christina in Hawaii, and I just want to acknowledge you because I think you are just so fantastic. I'm always posting on Facebook about these calls. I love the work that you do. In the hour, I gained so much from you, and I just want to share my appreciation.
Oh, thank you, honey. I really appreciate you being on this call. And I was like, "Where's my Hawaii? She's not here tonight." That's
I'm
glad you're here.
Yeah.
Yes, we love Hawaii. I'll be out there soon at some point again.
Good.
But
good.
Yeah, if you ever come back to the mainland, I'd love to meet you. And certainly, when I'm out there, hopefully you're on our database.
I am.
Good. That reminds me, if anybody wants to be in our membership site, just go on the site, essenceofbeing.com, sign up for the membership. It's free. You get all these downloads. You get all these cool things for free. You can upgrade if you want to get a lot of other things that not everybody gets. It's exclusive stuff, and you get discounts for workshops and private sessions and all kinds of cool stuff. So check that out, too. But thank you so much, Miss Hawaii. You're so Christina. It's Christina, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Deanna here in Tallahassee.
Deanna, hi, hon.
Hey, I got to jump because I got another conference call that I'm
okay,
actually.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm done for my hour anyway, and I'm so thankful that all of you came on tonight. But hopefully I'll see most of you or a lot of you in the Essence of Abundance in Atlanta April 15th. And Essence of Being in Hollywood, April 29th, 30th, May 1st in Florida, and May 20th through the 22nd in Atlanta again. And then I'm off again out of the country, so hopefully I'll be able to play with you at another time. And if not, I will see you next month, everyone. So have a good night.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Bert.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. Birch. Yes.
Birch.
Yes.
Can you give me the last part of the phrase? It says the universe, divine spirit, to what?
Yes. It is entrust the universal divine spirit to bring to you the perfect lesson.
Exactly, perfectly.
Yeah, I'll say it one last time. It's a good one, right? Set your intention
to
attract trustworthy people.
Oh, I didn't put trust.
Yes, set your intention to attract trustworthy people, trust your inner knowing, and trust the universal divine spirit to bring to you the perfect lesson.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I love you. Also, I couldn't finish at the beginning something you said that you said, I forgive you for letting me down or not keeping your words. I trust myself from now on, and I couldn't continue writing there.
That's it.
Oh, that's it? I trust myself from now on?
Yeah, I trust myself from now on. I don't think I said anything else after that, but I am going
to
be...
I trust myself from now on to know the difference.
To know the difference. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I don't know
thank
what I said.
Thank you very
no,
much.
Anyway. Now, and by the way, if you guys have registered online, if you registered for the call, you'll automatically get this, you will get the recording. Yes.
Oh,
and also, if you're on Facebook, on any of our Facebook groups, you'll get the recording as well.
Yes,
that's exactly what I need.
I'm going to send it specifically to everyone who registered. You will get it through your email. You'll get a recording. But the ones, if you didn't do that, you can go back and register from our texting that we sent out or the Facebook event that we sent out about the Power Hour. Or if you're on a Facebook group, we will more than likely post that on all the Facebook groups as well.
Virg, I know I took your Essence of Being here in South Florida, and I do get your text about the Power Hour, but I don't remember if I've ever gotten any recordings for the calls I missed.
Oh.
Which has been, yeah.
Did you register online for the Power Hour? Did you register this time?
No, actually, it comes to me automatically in a text, so I put it in my calendar and I click on it.
So I don't think I've ever registered online,
after taking the training. How embarrassing.
That's okay. No worries. Remember, mastery is making mistakes without invalidating yourself.
That is very good. You are so right.
But no worries there. So with the texting, it should have a little link where you click on there to register. You didn't have
yes,
that?
Yes, I have that.
I'm going to go back and check, but I don't get your blogs and I don't get your stuff. And I'm on the site now, so I'm going to catch up
and
register.
Is this Sandra?
It is.
Okay, hon. I'll make sure you get this. Unless you've entered your email, let me get off the recording and I'll. So don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Let me get off the recording.
Okay.
Thank you.